Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A day after announcing it was selling 443 federal buildings, Trump administration officials have apparently reversed course for now. The list of buildings for sale yesterday on a government website included 11 properties in Chicago. But now Trump's General Services Administration today has taken that list down. The same website says a new list is coming soon. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the city's sanctuary status helps reduce crime, not exacerbate it. Johnson was called to testify today before the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, along with the mayors of Boston, New York, and Denver. And in his opening remarks, Johnson forcefully defended the protections. He says the welcoming city ordinance helps build trust between immigrant communities and police.
I know there are myths about these laws, but we must not let mischaracterizations and fear-mongering obscure the reality that Chicago's crime rates are trending down. We still have a long way to go, but sensationalizing tragedy in the name of political expediency is not governing. It's grandstanding.
The hours of questioning at times grew heated. Some Republicans threatened to refer the mayors to the Department of Justice for investigation. And as the Trump administration continues to slash the federal workforce, employees who have been fired from jobs in the Chicago area are speaking out. Until last month, Abby Hayes worked as a program coordinator in the Youth Conservation Corps at the Medewin National Tallgrass Prairie. That's in Will County. And she tells our reset program the sudden firing of herself and about a dozen of her colleagues has been painful and confusing.
Our supervisors don't know what's going on. Our site supervisors, even the chief of the Forest Service, doesn't always know what is going on. And it's disorienting, and it just makes me feel like what I was doing didn't matter as much.
After the layoffs, the Nature Preserve was forced to cancel programs for kids and stop planning for Earth Day in April. Local federal workers have also been fired from the EPA office in Chicago, as well as at the Indiana Dunes National Park and Pullman National Historical Park. Chicagoans will get to see a little more of Finnish star conductor Klaus Mäkelä next season. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports Mäkelä will officially begin leading the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in 2027, but the CSO today says Mäkelä will make four stops in Chicago next season, beginning in October. Mäkelä will also go on a U.S. tour with CSO musicians and will lead the orchestra at Carnegie Hall in New York City for the first time. Music director emeritus Ricardo Muti will also be back on the podium multiple times next season, including conducting the score of The Godfather. Chicago audiences will also have chances to see famed mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato, who will be next season's artist in residence. Weather, we have a wind advisory in effect until midnight. You could see 45 mile per hour gusts at times. Cloudy, windy, rainy, and the temperature is dropping. We'll be around 35 degrees by late in the afternoon. And then tonight, cloudy, still windy, a 50% chance of snow. Gradual clearing overnight and a low of 27. And Thursday, sunny and windy with a high near 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.